Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of the Flagged PvP Podcast. As always, my name is Atherpy, and I'll be bringing you news, updates, and information related to high-end WoW PvP arenas and battlegrounds. Alright, so for today's episode, I wanted to take a little step forward here. I've been talking a lot about entry into PvP, how to get geared up, beginning strategies, and things like that. But today, I really wanted to talk about a subject that comes up quite a bit, but isn't really fully understood all the time, pardon me. And that's what it means to be a gladiator. Now, when I say gladiator, I don't just mean the title. I also mean the mindset. I also mean the playstyle. I mean everything else behind it that really encompasses what a gladiator is. Now, there are a few different types of gladiators, at least in my opinion, and from what I've seen over the years. There's a few different types of gladiators, and I did want to go ahead and cover those different types with you guys, just so that you know what the difference is between, say, a multi-rank 1 gladiator versus, you know, the guy that just kind of fights and gets it eventually, and how you can eventually end up getting there. So, let's start off just by saying gladiator. The title in name, what it actually means is that your arena team, your either 3v3 team or 5v5 team, they actually took away the titles for 2v2, so that's why not many people do them anymore. But so for 3v3 and 5v5, your team has to be within the top 0.5% of the teams in your battle group. Now, what that means is, let's say in your battle group you have 10,000 3v3 teams. That's a reasonable number for some of the larger battle groups. So you have 10,000 3v3 teams. Of those 10,000 3v3 teams, if only 0.5% of those teams get a title, that means that only 50 teams inside your battle group will be getting the gladiator title. Now, that's quite an achievement. You know, it really is showing skill to be able to get up there. Now, there are quite a few people that can't be carried. You can get really lucky, things like that, but for the most part, the guys that are up there usually know what they're doing. They know their class. They know how to play. I mean, it's really interesting to watch a gladiator ranked player versus somebody that's not a gladiator. You just can catch the subtle nuances, and sometimes you can't even see them. Sometimes it's things that will escape you very, very quickly if you're not paying attention or if you don't know what to pay attention to. So beyond just a gladiator, you also have a seasonal gladiator. Now, what a seasonal gladiator is Brutal Gladiator, Merciless Gladiator, Relentless Gladiator, Vengeful Gladiator, things like that. And those are the top team in the battle group for a 3v3 or 5v5. That means they are the number one team. That means above everybody else, they are that number one team. And usually those guys are the ones that you really want to watch because their games are absolutely incredible. It's constant high-level play. It's constant, just little things that really make the game go one way or the other. It's absolutely incredible. Now, that's just in name. That's just in title. That's how you get the title. That's, you know, what it means to be that, you know, a gladiator with that title there. Now, what sets a gladiator apart from the rest of people? You know, from the rest of the players. Like I said, I want to go over a couple of different types of gladiators that I've seen. Now, I myself am a gladiator. I have gotten gladiator title 7 characters or so is what I've achieved it on. Multiple classes over multiple seasons and things like that. Now, I don't consider myself the best. I truly don't. I've never gotten a rank 1 title, but I've gotten many gladiator titles, and I've always had to work for it, okay? So I want to go over a couple of these that are there. You've got things like the Lucky Gladiator, at least, you know, that's what I'm going to call it, the Lucky Gladiator. And these are players that, they're good players, they know what they're doing, but they only got the title through sheer luck. Basically, they ran into either Q Dodgers, and so they got a couple rating points that way. They got, you know, lucky disconnects on the enemy team, they got, you know, lucky RNG getting up there, and they just barely made the rating. But they got the title. That's, you know, that's their lucky point of the entire season, is getting that title. Now, you also have things like the Tryhard Gladiator. Now, I'm going to call it Tryhard. It does have a negative connotation, and there is a reason that I use it. Now, I see a lot of these types of people on every single battle group. And what they do is they use a specific class or a specific spec or a specific comp at the very beginning of the season or in the middle of the season when all of these things, you know, align perfectly well so that they are at their very peak. And they go and they play and they play and they play and they play and they get up to the rating and they sit on the team for the rest of the season. It's a really cheap way to go about getting that title. It's an extremely cheap way to go about getting your Gladiator title, but there are quite a few people who do it. So I call them the tryhards because they really try hard to get that title, and it's just not something that, you know, it's a cheesy way to go about doing it. Now you have what most people fall into when they get the Gladiator title, which is going to be called the Working Gladiator title. That's what I'm going to use for it. These are good players who basically they work hard either all season long or they work hard at the very end of the season to push for that Gladiator title. And they can get it. They can get it almost every single time, but they have to work for it. It's not something that comes to them, you know, just by chance. It's not something that comes to them, real easy. They have to work for their title, but they get their title. And, you know, these are the good players. These are kind of your blue-collar guys that really know what they're doing, but, like I said, it just doesn't come naturally to them. It doesn't come that easy to them. Now, you also have people who are like the multi-gladiators. Now, a multi-gladiator is going to be someone who's gotten the title across multiple characters, who's gotten it across multiple seasons, who just kind of, it doesn't necessarily come easy for them, but they know what they're doing and they have the basics of Arena down quite well. And once you have the basics of Arena down, once you know proper cooldown usage, once you know what to look for, how to multitask and everything like that, and again, these are a couple things that I am going to go over a little bit later on here. Once you have all that down, I mean, you can really transfer that over almost to any class and almost to any character that you play. It's really getting the basics down of Arena that you need in order to achieve higher ratings inside of Arena. It's nothing like, oh, I've played this class for, you know, 6 years. I know what I'm doing. I can do it. You know, sometimes that is it. But I've definitely seen people who go from one season to another and they played, you know, Disc Priest last season. They come back this season, and all of a sudden they're playing an LA Shaman, and they get Gladiator. Their first night out there playing, it's incredible. It's really interesting to sit there and watch it because they're not the best at their class, but they know what they're doing in Arena. They know how to function in that Arena environment and what they should be doing at the right times, and so they end up getting it. Now the last one is of course the people that are carried to Gladiator. That's kind of self-explanatory. They either pay people for it, or they are sometimes of the feminine persuasion and get their way that way. There's also some guys that are out there that will ask their guildies, ask their friends, whatever, to carry them up there. They're not particularly good themselves, but that's what they do. They end up getting carried to that title. And like I said, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's kind of another cheesy way to do it, but there's a lot of people out there that do it. More power to them, I guess. Now, I also those are kind of the setups of the different types of Gladiator, in my opinion. Now, what I want to go over is what sets a Gladiator apart from the other people. Now, when I go and I talk to a bunch of my friends who are high-level players, who are rank 1 players, who are, you know, multi-Gladiators, they've been playing forever, we sit around and we talk sometimes, and we talk about, you know, our RBG groups or our arena teams or whatever. And a lot of times, the question gets asked, you know, is that person a Gladiator? Is that person a Gladiator player? Not, do they have a title, but are they good enough to get up to a title? Are they good enough to play with to get up to that title? And that doesn't mean, oh, you know, can the person hit 2200? Because a lot of people can hit that 2200 rating, but they can't hit the Gladiator title. There's such a difference between getting 2200 or getting a high rating and getting your Gladiator title. There's little things, and I wanted to go over a couple of those. So, the main ones that I want to go over is the mindset of a Gladiator. What it is that they are thinking, what it is that they are doing differently from the rest of the players that really puts them head and shoulders above the rest. So, I've compiled a list here. The main one is staying calm. When you're in Arena, when you're under a stressful situation, you really got to slow down and don't let things bother you. You see a lot of damage coming in. Let's say, for instance, the other day I was facing in Arenas a Rep Paladin, and a Destrolock. They absolutely demolished my healer. They did it in a couple seconds, and we ended up facing them, I think, three times or so. Now, by the third time we finally had their strat down, my healer was calm enough that we understood exactly what we needed to do and when we needed to do it. And that third time, we went on to beat them and every other time after that. But the thing was, is those first two matches, the healer wasn't aware of how much damage was going to be done in such a short period of time. I mean, literally 100 to 0 in about 3 seconds flat, just chaos bolts and complete burst from the paladin. It was absolutely insane. So you got to keep your calm. No matter what's happening in the arena, no matter what's happening around you, even if it's something that you don't know, you got to keep your calm. And this is where there's some players that I watch. I'm going to call out one very specifically here. He's a Resto Shaman. He's a world champion. His name is Sidu. He's a Resto Shaman on Tychondris. He plays under the name, I believe, Taylor Swift right now. But when you watch him play and you watch him, you know, with some of his friends out in arena, it's incredible to watch sometimes just how zen everything is. There's no complete freaking out on his part, you know, nothing like that. It's just so calm the entire time. So that's really one of the big things that that I would say sets, you know, Gladiators apart from the rest, is just the ability to stay calm under pressure. Now, the other thing is going to be having fun. When you're in arena, no matter who you're with, you always want to be having fun. I mean, this is a game. You always want to take things lightly. If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. Take your losses with humility. Take your wins the same. You know, always have fun with what you're doing. If you do that, I guarantee, regardless of how many arena games you sit through or how much you have to grind rating, it's always going to be a blast doing it. Always make sure you're with people you like. If you have to sit through arenas with people you don't like, it's not going to be any fun. Also, know when to stop. You gotta know when to stop. If you're doing matches and you're facing the same team over and over, the same types of comps over and over and over, and you're doing nothing but maybe, you know, losing 5, winning 1, sometimes you just gotta call it. You just gotta say, you know what, it's not good for us if we continue going. If we continue going, we're just gonna keep losing, we're gonna keep losing rating, getting upset. You know, just stop. Stop for the night, come back at it fresh the next day. That's really one of the big points that I had to learn early on, because I used to want to go. You know, I was like, okay, man, we're losing to this team. We got to do it. And we'd fight them 10 times over, and we couldn't win. And it's like, okay, you know, now I don't even want to play anymore. If I had stopped, you know, the second or third time in, it wouldn't have been that way. Now, another thing is learning from your mistakes. That's a big, big one. You got to learn from your mistakes. You always have to know where it is that you messed up, what it is that you did wrong, and how you can improve from it the next time around. If you trinketed too early and you consistently see yourself doing that, you gotta learn to stop. You gotta learn, hey, you know what? I'm gonna take off my trinket for this entire match and I'm not gonna trinket. I gotta learn to be able to sit inside things and call it out when it happens. You know, I'm sitting in an 8-second fear. Hey, I gotta sit it. I can't use my trinket. If I use my trinket, you're gonna die. Just, you know, again, it really plays back into the be calm. So learning from your mistakes, it's a real big one. Another thing, and I've said this over and over a couple times throughout various of the casts that I've had, communication. Communication is absolutely vital in every single aspect of this game. It really is. If you're doing RBGs, if you're doing arenas, if you're doing instances, if you're, you know, anything that you're doing, communication is key. And very, very specifically, when it comes to Gladiator ranked players, their communication is so on par, or is so, you know, head and shoulders above everybody else. It's crazy. You can sit there and listen to their vent conversation. Sometimes they call out every incoming CC. They call out every interrupt. They call out when they're using the trinket, when enemies use their trinket. I mean, they call out absolutely everything. And it really, even if it's not something that you can acknowledge at the point, it's something that it's in your head. Okay, you know, They use this, now your brain's thinking it's got, you know, 2 minutes on cooldown for your trinket, or it's got 6 seconds for this spell, or whatever. Communication, it's absolutely vital. Now, another big thing that really sets Gladiator ranked players apart, and this is something that I talk about quite often, at least with people that are around me, is anticipation. A Gladiator will have so much more ability to anticipate their enemy's moves than any other player that you'll come across. They know when you're going to trinket. They know exactly what they have to do to get you to pop your trinket. They know when you're going to go offensive. They know when you're going to go defensive. They know when pallies are going to bubble. I've seen Dispriest. There's a Dispriest that I played with years and years ago, who every time that a paladin was in the match and they would bubble, maybe 1 second would go by before that bubble was down. It was absolute anticipation, paying attention, and being, you know, perfectly timed with everything. So it's really incredible to see. You know, you see a paladin bubble, and right away you see that mass dispel, bam, gone. I've seen warriors do it too. I've seen warriors precast their shattering throw right before paladin bubbles, shattering throw hits, bam, bubble off, and then you get the kill on the paladin because they weren't expecting something like that. So anticipation, really, really, really a big thing that you gotta learn, and it's difficult to learn. It really is. It just kind of takes, you know, a bunch of time knowing when people do things and how to counter and how to do it very quickly. Another thing is going to be good use of abilities. You have to know when to go offensive. You have to know when to go defensive. You have to sometimes know, you know, how to trick out your opponents and what you're doing and things like that. How to use things in various combinations. It's really, you know, you can't just go into an arena and do the same thing every single match. It's not PvE. PvP is very dynamic. Everything is always changing. So you always have to, you know, be on the lookout for, okay, is this up? Can I do all these three things at the same time? What's going to be the outcome? How can I best go about this to get this kill, or how can I go about this to live a little bit longer? Another thing is innovation. There's a lot of talk that goes around the forums about the top end players in PvE and in PvP and how they innovate the game and how they really make and force changes into the game. A lot of times when you're talking about PvE and you're talking about the higher end guilds, you look at some of those raiding guilds and the game has to change based around what those guys do. You know, they think of a new way to stop ads, or they think of a new way to do this or do that, and then all of a sudden it just kind of becomes commonplace for everybody to do it. And so the game really revolves around that type of innovation. And PvP players really do the same thing too. They learn how to best combine things, you know, how to best chain things one after another in order to get things going, to force a kill, to force somebody to do something, anything like that. It's really incredible, and I know I keep saying that. It's really fun and interesting to watch when you see some of these players do things that you never thought of, or maybe you thought of it but weren't able to quite pull it off, and they pull it off and make it look incredibly easy, and it's astounding. This goes along with communication, is going to be listening. You have to be able to listen. Like I said, even if you don't respond, understand and just listen to what's going on around you, and your mind will pick up on it. So really, you know, listening is also very key. Next point is going to be performing well under pressure. I talked a little bit about, you know, anticipation and good use of abilities and things like that, but performing well, and keeping calm, but performing well while you're under pressure. You know, you're 30% health, you're 40% health. You gotta, you know, have faith in your healer, have faith that everything's gonna go fine. But you know, just keep your cool and work as hard as you can throughout the whole match, regardless of what's going on. You do that, you'll win the majority of your games. So yeah, gladiators performing well under pressure. It's another one of those things. Multitasking, and this is one that not everybody really gets, and nobody really understands how they do it sometimes. But when you're in an arena and you watch a player, like a rank one player, you start hearing them call out things, or you start seeing them do things, and you're like, I didn't even see that going on. I'm sitting here watching this, and I've got a third person perspective. I'm not even the one controlling the character, and I wasn't able to see that his focus target had this debuff and it was going away in 2 seconds, and he caught that and he was able to act on it. You have to be able to watch absolutely everything that's going on at your screen. Your target, your focus target, your friendly targets, your health, your cooldowns, other people's cooldowns, I mean everything. You have to be able to watch that. And sometimes when you see high ranked players do it, it's to such a level that it completely can blow your mind. The last point that I want to talk about, and this is something that I kind of added last minute, but it's very, very, very important for everybody to do. But when you see a gladiator type player do it, it looks even more intense. That's positioning. If you watch in arenas, high ranked healer, a lot of times they won't leave a pillar. They will not leave the pillars. They won't leave the boxes. They won't leave themselves out in the open ever. And the reason that they do that is because it stops CC. It enables them to stop pressure. It really just does a lot of things that are necessary in order to prolong the game and to really protect yourself and put yourself in a better position than the enemy team and you know, be able to act on it. So positioning, very, very key. Another thing is going to be good setup of your UI. You have to know, you know, if you are able to focus more on the left side of your screen or the right side of your screen, put things on those sides of the screen. You know, if you've got to have your focus targets, your friendly targets, your target, everything like that on the left side of your screen so that you can see it, do that. If you have to do it on the right side of the screen, do that. Wherever you feel most comfortable, but make sure that you set it up so that you are able to pay attention to everything that's going on, you know, when you need to. Another thing is going to be know where everything is. Know where all of your abilities are at. Know where the enemy team is at. Know where your healer is at, where you are at. Everything. You have to be able to watch everything inside that arena match. And know, very specifically, and I've covered this before, know your keybinds. Know your keybinds backwards and forwards. Be able to blindfold yourself and hit every single keybind. Have somebody say, hey, what button is, you know, your frost bomb on? What button is your ice block on? What button is your mortal strike on? Or anything like that. And be able to instantly react and say, you know, this is the button, this is the button, and be able to press it. Without looking at your key bindings, without looking at your keyboard, know where everything is at. Now, and the last thing that I'm going to say just one more time is just watch everything while you're in arenas. Absolutely watch everything. Know everything that's going on around you. And that really really makes or breaks players. It really does. Now, those are just kind of a small list of what I believe makes a gladiator. Not just a high-ranked player, like I said, but an actual gladiator player. It's all these little things that combine together to really form into that high, you know, the high level or the high skilled player. And so with this, you know, I can expand on this more a little bit later if you guys want. Go ahead and ask me questions on you know, how the best way to go about doing it is and everything like that, and I'd be glad to help you guys out. But I believe that's going to be it for this episode. Again, you guys can find us over on Facebook. You guys can find us over on Twitter, Reddit. Of course, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere else that we are. It's always /FlagPVP, @FlagPVP. You'll always find us there. So go ahead and drop us a line or let me know what you think about the podcast. I did get a little bit better audio this time. Hopefully we can get video in maybe within the next couple weeks or so. And also a co-host or two. I already do have that in the works. I do actually have my wife that will probably end up joining. She is a high-rated PVPer as well. She's coming up, but maybe you guys can, you know, find her views on things interesting other than just mine. Then we can also, of course, make a longer podcast. So, again, I think that's it for me tonight, guys. As always, have a good night.